Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin was salatu was salam ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursalin sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله We thank our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim wa ridwan. Welcome, dear viewers. Marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Once again, we come to you, kalams, na'ats, nasheeds, and manqabats. Of course, these are the praises of the most exalted Habib, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whose remembrance and dhikr has been elevated and taken to the loftier stations by Allah Azza wa Jalla himself, as he states in the Holy Quran Pak, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ Subhanallah. And we are here praising the very same Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is our Aqa, our mentor, our master, our leader, the leader of both the worlds, the leader of the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and the angels of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have been commanded to follow his sunnahs in the Holy Quran Pak. We have been commanded to emulate his teachings, his sunnahs, and his character as well. As Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran Pak, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Subhanallah, praising his excellent, unparalleled character. Subhanallah, the Quran has been revealed, commanding us this, dear viewers. And subhanallah, this is a program where not only we shall recite his praises, but even angels attend such gatherings. Subhanallah. His remembrance have been elevated not upon the earth only, but even on the heavens as well. In the skies, his dhikr and his remembrance is being made, dear viewers. Allah Kareem has afforded us this opportunity and chance to remember his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he has hoped through the blessings of such gatherings and programs, our du'as shall be answered. So without feeling shy, it is my earnest appeal to the viewers out there to kindly join us in this program, inshallah. This is our weekly program, and we have our standard featuring guests who need no introduction to the airwaves of Madani Channel. And subhanallah, that is our beloved honorable Naveed Gauri Attari, Hafizahullah, on my right, and Mawlana Abdul Qadir Ansari Attari, Hafizahullah, on my left. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla. We would welcome both our esteemed Naat reciters for tonight, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala se shuruaat lete hain. We'll commence with a beautiful Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala, inshallah, after which we will then move on to the silsila of kalams and naats, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya ya رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ دنیا میں ہر آفت سے بچانا مولا ایمان پہ اس وقت اٹھانا مولا ایمان پہ پیشوا اٹھانا مولا صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو ہم تر کرم بنایا وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو ہم تر کرم بنایا ہمیں بھی ایک مانگنے کو تیرا آستا بتایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا اور تم ہی حاکم پرایا عطایا صلی اللہ تم ہی قاسم عطایا تم ہی حاکم پرایا تم ہی قاسم عطایا تم ہی دافع بلایا تم ہی شافع خطایا کوئی تجھ سا کون آیا کوئی تجھ سا کون آیا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا اور یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا تجھے یکنے یک بنایا تجھے یکنے یک بنایا تجھے یکنے یک بنایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا وہ کنواری پاک مریم 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 وہ کنواری پاک مریم و نفخت فیہ قدح عجب نشان اعظم مگر آمینہ کا جایا وہی سب سے افضل آیا وہی سب سے افضل آیا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا ارے اے خدا کے بندوں، ارے اے خدا کے بندوں، کوئی میرے دل کو ڈھونڈو، کوئی میرے دل کو ڈھونڈو، میرے پاس ابھی تو، میرے پاس ابھی تو، ابھی کیا ہوا خدا آیا، نہ کوئی گیا نہ 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 آیا،
اور ہم یہ رضا تیرے دل کا پتا چلا بمشکل، واللہ پتا چلا بمشکل، در روضہ کے مقابل ہمیں وہ نظر تو آیا، نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا، نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا، تجھے حمد ہے خدایا،
مدینے کی سبحان اللہ، تجھے حمد ہے خدایا، تجھے حمد ہے خدایا، بڑا پیارا کلام ہے ماشاءاللہ نوید بھائی، بڑے اچھے انداز میں آپ نے اسے پڑھا ہے، ویری ویری بیوٹیفل حمد باری تعالی، کمپوزڈ اینڈ ریٹن بائی سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ، اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ان دس کلام اینڈ مینی ادر کلامز یا سیدی یوزز شارٹ ورڈز دیٹ آر ڈیپ ان میننگ اٹسیلف، سبحان اللہ، ہی سیز یو آر دی لیڈر، our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, the leader of the angels, the leader of all humans, the leader of all the Anbiya alayhimu salam. And from amongst the humans, even those who are the virtuous leaders, virtuous Muslims, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader of them as well. In one couplet he says, yahi bole sidra wale, who's referred to sidra wale, it is none other than the leader of the angels, Jibril Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. So the resident of Sidra, this is also a narration when he was asked, Jibril Amin was asked, have you seen anyone like me since you have traveled the east and west? So the answer of Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam was, yahi bole Sidra wale, yani Jibril Amin said, I searched the trees of the world's gardens entirely, subhanallah, but I found none like you. Yahi bole Sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale, I searched the trees of the world's gardens entirely, but I found none like you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabhi maine chhan daale, as I sifted through it meticulously, but I found none like you, for you were created as the unique one by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise be to you, O Allah azza wa jal. Praise be to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is amazing, dear viewers of Madini channel. Jibril Amin alayhi salatu wasalam traveled the east and west and subhanallah, the entire world, but he found none like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From every aspect, from his character to his beauty to his andaz and his ways and his habits, everything about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is unique. And thus we have been commanded to follow the footsteps and the teachings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And relate his characteristics. He is generous, you also become generous. He smiles, you also smile. Subhanallah. He is forgiving, you also learn to forgive others. Dress like him, speak like him, walk like him, talk like him, eat like him, drink like him. Perform your day-to-day actions like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, he says, Eh, khuda ke bando koi mere dil ko dhundo. O servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can someone search for my heart immediately? Mere paas تھا ابھی تو ابھی کیا ہوا خدایا, جسٹ ناؤ اٹ واز ود می, ناؤ وٹ ہیز ہیپنڈ. اللہ اکبر. سو اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ از آسکنگ دا پیپل ٹو سرچ فار ہز ہارٹ, اینڈ دا ہارٹ اسٹیز ان یور چیسٹ, رائٹ, اٹ اسٹیز ود یو. بٹ دس از دا لیول آف عشق اینڈ لو فار دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہی سیز دیٹ مائی ہارٹ ازنٹ ود می, نہ کوئی گیا نہ آیا, نو ون ہیز انٹرڈ ویزیبلی اور ایگزٹڈ. سو وٹ ہیز ہیپنڈ, ویئر ہیز مائی ہارٹ وینٹ ٹو؟ ان دا کلوزنگ کپلٹ ہی سیز, ہاں ہمیں اے رضا تیرے دل کا پتا چلا بمشکل, در روزہ کے مقابل وہ ہمیں نظر تو آیا, یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا, یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا. In the couplet before this, he was asking people to search for his heart, and then he says, Oh Raza, your heart we did locate. Where? He says, Subhanallah, after immense difficulty, we found your heart parallel to the sacred Rawdah-e Anwar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We saw it standing there, respectfully in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, how did I locate my heart? Do not ask me. Bas, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani this means that Allah has his heart and his soul would frequently be in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a metaphorical meaning, not in its original sense, because the body and soul will have to be together. But these are the true devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would imagine themselves as being there all the time. Everything would remind them of Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. That's from the day-to-day activities they are found and relating the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what would cause them to do this? It was the love for Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chaliye aage badhte hain. If you want to understand more love and what type of devotion he has for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen to his kalams which Mawlana Sahib will now recite inshallah. Naveed bhai is also here and he shall recite more kalams as well. Aala Hazrat ka koi kalam aap padhiyega Hazrat inshallah azza wa jalla, and let's listen to how he will pen these couplets and poetries in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wo su'e la zar kirte hai, wo su'e la zar kirte hai, wo su'e la zar چراغ مزار پر قدسی, ہر چراغ مزار پر قدسی, کیسے پروانہ وار دیتے ہیں, کیسے پروانہ
گلی کا
گلی کا گدا ہوں میں جس میں مانگ دیتا کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے میں جو غیر کا مر کیا دیکھے کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا اس گھڑی کا گدا ہوں میں جس میں اس گھڑی کا گدا ہوں میں جس میں مانگ دیتا جدا
نظر پہ
MashaAllah. Maulana Sahib, what a beautiful kalam. Just as I mentioned, after the hamd that we recited, that just look at the words of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. He starts off with praising the gardens in this kalam. Gardens would normally blossom and flourish due to sun, rain, and the weathers. But here he says, Wo sue la lazar phirte hain. Allahu Akbar. Towards the gardens, he is now coming. He has a certain name, Masab Tulips. As mentioned, this garden that has various other names or various other flowers with various colors and a meaning to each and every color. Very flourishing, beautiful orchard or garden. But he says this did not flourish due to the weathers alone, but rather he says, here he is coming towards that garden, due to which he says, Tere din e bahar phirte hai. Now the days of your good fortune, O springtime, is blooming. Subhanallah. Bas wo aa rahe to unke aane ke sadqe mein, due to his arrival and his Mubarak passing through you, the days of your blooming is now coming. Subhanallah. Then he starts, he says, Jo tere dar se yaar phirte hain. Those who turn away from your Mubarak court and your darbar, they turn their backs away. Allahu Akbar. Dar badar yuhi khar phirte hain. Such people who turn their backs at your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from pillar to post, they end up aimlessly wandering around. They have no place to go to. They are found here and there from pillar to post, meeting with hardships of lives, simply because they have lost their direction. And they have left your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They turn their backs, renegading from your bargah, disrespectfully leaving your court. Such people have no direction in life. Dar badar yuhi khar phirte hain. From pillar to post, they end up aimlessly wandering. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali gave us our aqeedah in this couplet as well, that we should never leave the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, to make this more concrete, now he says, Us gali ka gada hu main, jis mein, a slave I am of that sacred street and court, wherein waiting, mangte tajdar phirte hain. Like beggars, the worldly kings are seen wandering. Subhanallah. So I feel proud to be the beggar of such a street and such a court where even the worldly kings, businessmen, people with high posts are found wandering and begging in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they are begging from his court, so bas I am the beggar of the very same darbar. Us gali ka gada hu main, jis mein mangte tajdar phirte hain. Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, every couplet of his kalam, he says, Lanko kutsi hai kaam mein khidmat par. As per the hadith, the narrations, 70,000 angels come in the morning, 70,000 angels appear and present their salams in the evenings in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, countless angels are present there humbly serving. Lanko girde mazar phirte hai. Around his sacred shrine and mazar mubarak, countless angels are hovering. They are moving and they are making tawaf, they are making ziyarat of the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, Hai ghafil, O person who has become heedless, wo kya jagah hai jaha? About which place are we speaking? He says, I'm speaking about that place where paanch jaate hain, char phirte hain, to where five go and only four are seen returning. So you have become a heedless person when you have forgotten death, you have forgotten your mouth, the place where five will go, but only four shall return. Subhanallah. Koi kyu puche teri baat raza. This was the couplet. And subhanallah, the moment when he composed this couplet, he was blessed with the vision of Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he humbled himself in the court of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling himself a dog. Though we are using the word sherda, lovers. Anyways, he says, koi kyu puche teri baat raza, oh raza, why should anyone ask about you? Why should anyone query about you? Koi kyu puche teri baat raza, tujh se shayda hazaar phirte hain. For here, thousands of devotees like you are always wandering around. They are seen wandering, so why should anyone bother about you and ask about you? In this place, in this misra, he used the word kutta for himself, and we use the word shayda. But when he called himself a dog in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's when he was blessed with didari Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. The veils were lifted, and he with his eyes seen the beauty and the jamal and kamal of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the sake of Allah, Hazrat, may Allah Kareem forgive us our sins and grant us such devotion and love like he, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, possessed, so that we may emulate the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is easy to talk and say, it's very hard to follow those teachings, dear viewers. We can start with little sunnahs at a time, inshallah. There are many sunnahs you can start from tonight, inshallah. Recite durood and salawat upon him. Sleep on your right side. Perform wudu before going to bed, dear viewers. Little things like this can change your life. Seriously. Ab hum aage badhte hain, mashallah, dusre kalam ki janib jaate hain. Naveed bhai ki taraf badhte hain, inshallah. Jo bhi kalam aap sunayenge, inshallah. Aala hazrat ka koi kalam sunaye. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pul se utaro raha guzar ko khabar na ho. Pul se utaro raha guzar
دونوں سردار دو جہاں اے مرتضی عتیق و عمر کو خبر نہ ہو
سبحان اللہ. دس واز اندر کلام کمپوز بائی اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو, جبریل پر بچھائے تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو. دس کلام واز ریسائٹڈ بیفور ایز ویل اینڈ وی ڈیڈ گو تھرو اٹس ٹرانسلیشنز الحمد للہ. ڈیئر ویوز آف مدنی چینل, فار دوز ہو ہیو ناٹ ہرڈ اٹس میننگ بیفور ایز ویل, اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ سٹیٹس, وِد سچ ایز ٹیک اس اکراس دا برج. وچ برج؟ دس از دا برج آف صراط. پل صراط تھنر دین اے اسٹرینڈ آف ہیئر, sharper than a sword. Take us with such ease and security and safety that us crossing the bridge of Sirat in such a way that even the path, yani the pul Sirat bridge, should not realize Jibril par bichhaye to par ko bhi khabar na ho. When Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam lays out his wings, then even his wings should not realize. I added an extra word, bhi, extra there to make you understand. So, Jibreel par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho. That even if he lays out his wings, so it should be the case where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam should not realize. In such a way, make us pass the bridge of Sirat over his wings, subhanallah. Now, what comes or what serves as an obstacle in the path of devotion, in the path of love, for those who want to express their desires and love and devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In any worship, there are many obstacles. The dunya and the love of the world is one obstacle. Ye jo dunya ka jo hub hai, pyar hai, muhabbat hai na, ye beech mein kaati ki tarah hai. It's like a thorn in the center. It prevents a person from reaching his goals. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأَسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. There's one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the love of the world is the root of all sins. Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala states, kaata mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka, yu kheech lijiye ki jigar ko khabar na ho. Allahu Akbar. He states, from my heart remove the thorn of anxiety. Jiha. From my heart remove the thorn of anxiety. What anxiety is this? About how I will earn and monetize. मैं कहां से कमाऊंगा, कैसे कमाऊंगा, क्या खाऊंगा, क्या पीऊंगा, कहां रहूंगा, यू नो, व्हाट कार विल आई ड्राइव, व्हिच होम विल आई लिव इन, हाउ ह्यूज माय लेविश होम इज गोना बी, ऑल दिस फिकर ऑफ द दुनिया, रिमूव द थॉर्न फ्रॉम माय हार्ट ऑफ दिस एंजाइटी एंड दिस फिकर एंड द सोच दैट आई एम कीप ऑन थिंकिंग अबाउट द दुनिया. काटा मेरे जिगर से गमे रोजगार का, you kheech lijiye ki jigar ko khabar na ho. Remove that thorn from my heart. Remove it with such ease that even my heart should not realize. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah. Faryad ummati jo kare haale zar mein. Now he states, and now this is a share of aqeedah. Oh, devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can be in South Africa, in the UK, any part of the world. When in distress, your ummati calls out to you, asking you to empathize. Allahu Akbar. Faryad ummati jo kare haale zar mein. When you are crying, when you are broken, when you are grieving in pain, and you call out to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when in distress. Mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho. It is impossible that the greatest among men, who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be unaware and not realize that you call for him. It's impossible. Allah states, it's impossible because Allah Kareem has made him mukhtar, has granted him authority, subhanallah, that he is aware of the state of his ummatis, subhanallah. Allah Kareem grant us such devotion and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we must always call out to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Kareem has put him in authority. Allah Kareem has granted him such authority that his powers work even on the moon, dear viewers, leave alone the hearts of the people. Mountains and trees and stones and other creatures will recognize him. There was never any proof needed to see his authority, to know his authority. There was no proof ever needed. Everything around him recognized him and accepted his authority, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. That is why it is stated in the hadith, he would say that, I also remember those mountains and those hills that would send salams upon me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. They also express love. Don't you know Mount Uhud? Aaj hazaron aashiqan e rasool jo wahan jaate hain, kyun jaate hain? Why do you love Mount Uhud? Because Mount Uhud expressed its love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mount Uhud expressed its love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were many other mountains. It is stated in one narration that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taking cover in one mountain from the enemies. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was climbing a hilltop, and another hill or mountain from across, from opposite, requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come and take refuge in me, for I have more safety in me. Allahu Akbar. To protect you from the enemies, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the mountains desired to do this for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So can you imagine what was the state of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu an during the night of migration, when he was walking sometimes on the right, sometimes to the left, sometimes in front, sometimes behind. And when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Oh Siddiq Akbar, why do you walk in this fashion? What has caused you to walk in this way? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my love for you is such that this thought comes to my mind, what if an enemy attacks from the front? So then I would walk to the front. The arrow should pass through me before it touches you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then as I'm walking in front of you, the thought comes to my mind, what if an arrow comes from the right? Then I will shift to the right, sometimes to the left, sometimes behind. And this is the reason why I'm walking around you in this way. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. اللہ کریم ہمیں عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. Let's move on to the next کلام. مولانا صاحب ماشاء اللہ, let's see what کلام مولانا صاحب will recite inshallah عز و جل. And let's close your eyes and imagine that you are sitting in Madinat al-Munawwara, enjoying the cool breeze that is touching Gumbad al-Khazra and reaching you inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mujhe dar pe phir bulana madni madine wale, mujhe dar dar pe phir bulana madni madine wale, ishq bhi pilana madni madine wale, teri jab ki deed hogi jab hi
سادگی پہ لاکھو تیری تیری عاجزی پہ لاکھو تیری سادگی پہ لاکھو تیری سادگی پہ لاکھو تیری عاجزی پہ لاکھو
کبھی
جو کی موٹی روٹی تو کبھی کھجور پانی تیرا ایسا سادہ کھانا تیرا ایسا سادہ کھانا مدنی مدینے والے مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
تیری سنتوں پہ چل چل میری روح جب نکل کر تیری سنتوں پہ چل چل میری روح جب نکل چلے تم گلے لگانا چلے تم گلے لگانا مدنی مدینے والے
مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
اور میرے سب عزیز چھوٹے سبھی یار بھی تو روٹے کہیں تم نہ روٹ جانا کہیں تم نہ روٹ جانا مدنی مدینے والے مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
میرے غوث کا وسیلہ رہے شاد سب سبیلہ میرے غوث کا وسیلہ رہے شاد سب سبیلہ بسانا مدنی مدینے والے
مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
میری آنے والی نسلیں عشق ہی میں مچ لے میری آنے والی نسلے آقا میری آنے والی نسلے تیرے عشق ہی میں مچ لے انہیں نیک تم بنا
مدینے والے
مدنی مدینے والے
مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
تیرے غم میں کاش عطا رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتا کاش رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتا مال سے بچانا ہمیں مال سے بچانا مدنی مدینے والے
مجھے درد در بولانا مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
مدنی مدینے والے.
سبحان اللہ. دس کلام از اے ویری اولڈ کلام اینڈ has been recited by so many Nat Khans, subhanallah, around the globe, dear viewers. And His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah has composed this amazing, heart-touching, rejuvenating, spiritually boosting kalam, subhanallah. دل چاہتا ہے کہ بس مدینے پہنچ جائے, مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا. Call me again and again, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. O King of Madinat al-Munawwara, O Madani King of Medina. So he says, Kabhi jo ki moti roti to kabhi khajur pani, tera aisa sada khana Madani Madine wale. This is actually the summary of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he will eat just barley bread, khajur and water at times. Some ahadith mentioned for 3 consecutive months, no food will be cooked in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus he will tie stones on his stomach. If there's anyone who says he is poor, if anyone feels he is very poor, even in this he has broken the records of poverty, dear viewers. Supporting those who are poor. If you feel you are poor and you have nothing in this world, then in this regard you can imagine the poverty and the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was not compulsion. Jihad, it was optional. Our situation is such that we can do nothing about it until you don't make ends meet. You have to go and look for money, you have to go and look for wealth to overcome your poverty. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's poverty was optional. He chose to be that, to support those who do not have much wealth in this world. So Allah, Amir al-Sunnat states, Kabhi jo ki moti roti. Sometimes he would eat thick loaves of barley bread. تو کبھی کھجور پانی اینڈ سم ٹائمز جسٹ سروائیو آن ڈیٹس اینڈ واٹر. تیرا ایسا سادہ کھانا مدنی مدینے والے. سو سمپل وے یور میل از یا رسول اللہ, سچ واز یور میل سو سمپل. اینڈ دین ہی سے چٹائی کا بچھونا, کبھی خاک پہ سونا, کبھی ہاتھ کا سرانا, مدنی مدینے والے. سم ٹائمز ہی وڈ سلیپ آن اے میٹ اینڈ سم ٹائمز ایون آن دا فلور آن دا گراؤنڈ. And then he states, Kabhi haath ka sirana madani madine wale, and sometimes using his hand as a pillow, O madani king of Madinatul Munawwara. This is the simplicity we are speaking and talking about. Kings and ministers and rulers of high eminence of the world, of lofty stations, they reside on great pulpits that are studded with diamonds and rubies and pearls. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ruled not only the world, he ruled both the worlds and even the hearts of the people whilst he sat on the dust of Madinatul Munawwara, on the sand of Madinatul Munawwara, whilst he laid upon it, whilst he rested upon it, whilst he made his hands like a pillow and slept without using those comfortable pillows and sleeping on comfortable soft beds. The dear views of Madini channel, this is what Umar Farooq radiyallahu an, this is what all 4 khulafa and Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan have taken from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They also ruled with such simplicity that people accepted Islam looking at their simplicity. Today, little bit pride, little bit wealth we have, we become pridey about it. So I was comparing the poor to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you have nothing, you can imagine the poverty of Rasulullah. And if you have everything in your life, then too you cannot be richer than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For his transportation was buraq, dear viewers. Is there any transportation of this world that can surpass in speed the speed of buraq? Even the fastest rockets of this time cannot meet its speed, dear viewers. Jab unke sawari ka ye alam hai, phir baat ka kya alam hoga? What else can be said about the other blessings which Allah has bestowed upon him? Can you compare Kauthar, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Can you compare his hukumat and his rule? That rulers only rule upon the earth. Our Nabi rules upon even the arsh and the heavens and the skies, dear viewers. This is the authority of Rasulullah ﷺ that is beyond our imagination. Human intellect cannot fathom this power which Allah has bestowed upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So this was the kalam. In the last couplet of this kalam, Amir al-Sunnat says, Tere gham mein kaash attar rahe har ghadi giriftar, gham mein maal se bachana. Just like in the other couplet, in the other kalam, Allah Hazrat spoke about removing the thorn of anxiety of making money in the dunya, of rozgar. How do we monetize in the dunya? In this couplet, Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat has also mentioned the very same thing. He says, Tere gham mein kaash attar rahe har ghadi giriftar. May it be the case that all the time attar be imprisoned in your love, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. غمِ مال سے بچانا and save me from the fikr and from the thoughts, from the fear of earning and the fear of accumulating the wealth of this dunya, O King of Madinatul Munawwara. Protect me and save me from chasing the world itself, from crying about the wealth of this dunya. غمِ مال سے بچانا, protect me from this, O King of Madinatul Munawwara. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have taken much time, dear viewers, and this brings us to the last, we would say, 10 minutes before we close up tonight's program. So we'll recite one kalam more, inshallah, uske baad, after which we will then turn towards the manqabat, maybe one or two shares of each, inshallah, azza wa jalla. But now we will turn towards Naveed bhai, ki koi naate paak sunaye. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Huzoor meri to sari bahar aap se hai, huzoor meri to sari bahar aap se hai.
Gadai panje ہے یہ سلسلہ میرا برقرار آپ سے ہے میں بے قرار تھا میرا قرار آپ سے ہے میں بے قرار میں بے قرار میں بے قرار تھا میرا قرار آپ سے ہے ساری بہار آپ سے ہے
حضور میری تو ساری بہار آپ سے ہیں او میسنجر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آل دا اسپرنگ ٹائم آف مائی لائف از بیکاز آف یو میں بے قرار تھا میرا قرار آپ سے ہیں آئی واز ریسٹلیس بیکاز آف دا دنیا بیکاز آف دا مسائل آف دا دنیا ڈیو ٹو مینی ریزنز بٹ دا پیس اینڈ مائی پیس کمز فرام یو یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آئی واز ریسٹلیس اینڈ یو آر دا سولوشن ٹو دس ریسٹلیسنس اٹ از یو یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیا بات ہے مدینے کی ماشاء اللہ ایوری کپلٹ آف دس کلام از جسٹ سو امیزنگ سبحان اللہ بیکاز وی ہیو لائک تھری منٹس بفور وی کم ٹو دی اینڈ آف دس کلام دا اینڈ آف دس پروگرام آئی ڈو ناٹ ہیو اینی ٹائم ٹو ٹرانسلیٹ ایون دا نیکسٹ کپلٹ سو وداؤٹ اینی فردر ڈیلے ان شاء اللہ آئی ول ریکویسٹ مولانا قادر صاحب ٹو ریسائٹ ون آر ٹو کپلٹس ان شاء اللہ اینڈ دیٹ ول ٹیک اس ٹو دی اینڈ آف دا پروگرام اٹسیلف صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں سے آزم ہماری لال کس کے ہاتھ ہے بغداد والے لے ہماری لال کس کے ہاتھ ہے بغداد والے کے مصیبت ڈال دے کس کا سے آزم سا ندا دے گا منادی حشر میں یوں قادریوں کو ندا دے گا منادی حشر میں یوں قادریوں کو کہاں ہے قادری کر لے نظارہ
سبحان اللہ And this was the manqabat that taken us to the end of the program. Dear viewers from Madinatul Munawwara all the way to Baghdad Mu'alla. Dear viewers of Madani channel, shukran for watching tonight's program. It is urged to you to please kindly share this with others for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah increase our ishq and love, devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon the Madani pearls we have also heard and learnt within this program. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. Sallu ala al-habib. صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
praises of the chosen one praises of the chosen
رسول اللہ the chosen one a blessing to mankind رسول اللہ the chosen one a blessing to mankind a guiding light forever in our hearts and minds